Track 4 and some more news stories. Teens charity walk honours brother. A student is preparing for a charity walk in memory of her brother. Sky Drew, age 17, is in training for a 1,000-mile charity walk and cycle ride from John O'Groats to Land's End, following the death of her brother, Ryan Gooding, 27, who died in Newton Abbot last year. Sky, an animal care student at Bicton College, is raising money for the men's mental health charity Andy's Man Club. Last September, Ryan's body was found at a bus stop in Kingsdainton. Sky explained, "Now that Ryan is no longer with us, I see it as a privilege to take on this end-to-end walk in his honour and to raise awareness for men's mental health and mental health in general." Andy's Man Club was very close to Ryan's heart. He was a keen boxer who found peace in the sport. He did a boxing match in aid of the charity. I decided to raise money for them in his name to let everyone know that it may not all be sunshine and roses, but there will always be someone out there for you, whether you know it or not. The charity can only exist and grow through awareness being raised by amazing people such as Sky spreading the word. She is currently trying to secure sponsorship for a camper van to allow her and her family to travel along the route and has set up a Just Giving page.
Holiday Park gives life-saving club boost. Dawlish Warren Lifesaving Club was among several organisations who've been helped with funding from a local holiday park. Club members were at Ladies Mile Holiday Park for an event to celebrate its Social Impact Day, highlighting local organisations which have been supported. Funding given to Dawlish Life Saving Club means it has been able to upgrade life-saving equipment such as new rescue paddle boards and improved first aid equipment, including pre-hospital care level responder bags and medical grade oxygen, which enables them to provide an effective lifeguard patrol and first aid service at Dawlish Warren. It also has new signage and flags to show the club's presence on the beach and much needed improvements to the clubhouse itself, such as better storage and shower facilities. The Social Impact Day was held at the club and attended by MP Martin Wrigley. It was a celebration of the organisation and support Ladies Mile gives to local organisations. It also financially supports Sheldon Information Centre and the Stanley Bow Foundation. Martin attended to extend thanks to the Lady Miles team for this support and to speak to the local organisations about the work they do. Ladies Mile also provides family holidays so those facing life-limiting conditions can make memories together. The event was part of the British Holiday and Home Parks Association's national campaign highlighting the social impact of holiday parks.
Elderly woman injured in accident. An elderly Dawlish woman is in hospital with serious injuries after falling with a mobility walker. The 89-year-old was attempting to manoeuvre her walker past a van which was parked across the pavement. As she tried to get past, she struggled and ended up falling in the road. She was taken to hospital following the accident, which happened on Saturday afternoon. Her granddaughter has since appealed for more considerate parking and to be aware of obstructing pavements and pathways. She said, "Please, please, can more care and consideration be taken in and around our town for vulnerable people who don't find it as easy to step on and off the pavement to get past obstructions, which in all honesty should be parked on the road. An elderly woman was lying in the road in ridiculous amounts of pain because she wasn't able to move around the obstruction on the pathway. Please, just take a little more care and have a thought for the vulnerable members of our community." The pensioner is now in hospital, but sustained a serious arm fracture and other injuries. The accident has sparked further debate about parking on pavements. Dawlish has many small, narrow streets and suffers from a lack of on-street parking. One resident said, parking on the pavements is the norm for Dawlish, unfortunately. Another added, it is so difficult for any pedestrian. Pavements are for people, not vans or cars or bikes.
Car crushes into garden shed. Sunday afternoon saw Newton Abbott's firefighters called into action as a car careened through a brick wall and into a garden shed. Newton Abbott Fire Station dispatched an appliance on Sunday, May the 18th, following reports of a vehicle fire in the vicinity. Upon arrival, however, the crew discovered that an electric car had gone through a low brick wall and crashed into a shed in a rear garden. Thankfully, everyone was already free and clear from the vehicle prior to our arrival, and no injuries had been sustained, a spokesperson said. The crew utilised its mobile data terminal to find the isolation location and kill switches for the high voltage systems in order to make the vehicle safe. The crew used spreading and cutting equipment to remove the bonnet.
Teen school students learn CPR. Students at King's Sainton School have been learning how to save a life. Year 8 pupils at Teen School were taught how to deliver emergency care by Newton Abbott-based charity Jay's Aim. The charity went into the school as part of the Health and Enrichment Day. Jay's Aim, which works to reduce sudden cardiac deaths in young people, led hands-on CPR training sessions throughout the day. Students were praised for their enthusiasm, friendliness, and positive attitude as they engaged with the life-saving instruction. The event formed a core part of the school's commitment to health education, equipping students not only with important first aid knowledge, but also helping them to build confidence, resilience, and a strong sense of social responsibility. Dawlish College teacher Dan Osborne, whose brother Jay died suddenly, aged 28, of an undiagnosed heart condition, and his family set up the charity after Jay's death. It aims to deliver public access defibrillators free to attend CPR and defibrillator training sessions and cardiac screenings for young people across the Southwest. Lucy Wagner, head of school at Teens School, said, "We are incredibly proud of our Year 8 students for embracing the opportunity to learn such vital skills. Their positivity and engagement were a credit to the school, and our thanks go to Jay's Aim for delivering such a meaningful and potentially life-saving session."